RPGYB.
Can you repeat that?
All right, buddy. This is Kilo Charlie 8 Zulu Yankee Bravo. Name's Jeff. Sorry about that. I thought I heard a friend of mine from the UK calling me via Echo Link. Sorry about that, my friend.
I actually wasn't expecting anybody to be up this early. I was trying to test my own signal with Echo Link. This is Kilo Oscar 4 Mike Whiskey Victor in Simpsonville. I think I saw you on the Echo Link repeater last night from the UK.
I was on Echo Link last night. There was a buddy of mine that was also linked on over in the UK. His call sign is 2E0NXK. His name's Gary. You guys will probably see him out here more frequently. I talked to him on the radio a lot, and I just recently moved to Greenville here and found out that there's an Echo Link connection on this repeater, so I'd given it to him. And me and a couple of friends of mine from the UK were out here last night talking. And when you came in, I couldn't hear your signal real strong. You're better now, and I wasn't sure if it might have been him trying to get a hold of me. Now, are you on Echo Link now, or are you on a mobile?
Both.
Gotcha, and you're out in Simpsonsville. I'm not sure how far that is from me or the repeater. I just recently moved to Greenville, I don't know, a couple of months ago, and I'm still not familiar with everything. I believe this is at 3,000 feet elevation, right, this repeater here?
3,250 or something like that. Simpsonsville is about 30 miles away. But we're down more in the flat country part of Greenville. So we're here in Greenville City, all just below Greenville City, then Simpsonsville, then down.
Yeah, according to the repeater book, the repeater's 28.5 miles from me, which is, it's an awesome system. I mean, when I first set this V8000 up, I was simply using an antenna on the back of the radio itself with a 90-degree elbow, and I was getting into a rock solid. Now I've got a J-pole outside. It's just sitting outside temporarily. I don't have it up in the trees or anything. But, yeah, this is an awesome awesome system here. It seems like it's got a huge footprint. Program. I've tried to program that thing dozens of times over the last 8 years. I've actually had a couple of my friends that are really familiar with these radios try to program them. I even tried to program it via chirp just a couple of weeks ago, and it just won't program, man. I don't know what's going on with the radio, but obviously it was a dud when I got it. Now, I have had a couple other Bofangs since then that programmed up fine, so there's got to be something wrong with this UV5RA. But anyway, yeah, man, those Bofangs aren't bad for the price. I mean, you just can't beat it. I wish something like that would have been around when I first got my ticket. You know, when I first got mine, well, just like now, if you want any of the name brand radios, you know, you're going to spend hundreds of dollars on them. But then these Bofangs came out, and, you know, you can get into the hobby for practically nothing anymore. But anyway, buddy, listen, I don't mean to jump out on you, but I do have to get a few things done here. I just heard you out there, and figured I'd jump in and say hey. So try to enjoy the rest of your day. Hopefully we're going to have a nice one, and hopefully we're not going to have any more rain. But anyway, my friend, good talking to you. Maybe we'll catch you out here again. This is Kilo Charlie 8 Zulu, Yankee Bravo, Greenville, South Carolina. 7-3, my friend.
You as well. I'm always glad to hear that my signal gets through, because it surprises me how powerful these little bow things are. But yeah, I think it's going to be a nice day. Hopefully I get outside instead of having to work inside all day. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Mike with